Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp made another pitch for his proposed budget today. He spoke to an appropriation committee after a day and a half of hearings on the governor's spending plan. Kemp wants to give all Georgia teachers a $3,000 pay increase. He also wants to boost pay for state employees with a 2% merit raise.
These hardworking Georgians, and I know firsthand, are playing a vital role in serving Georgia's families and crafting Georgia's future, and we must continue to reward their efforts and remain competitive in the marketplace.
Other priorities include funding for high school mental health counselors and a one-time school safety grant. Meanwhile, the city of Atlanta is looking at a way to pay TSA employees ahead of Super Bowl 53. Speaking earlier today on WBUR's Here and Now, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said the city is working with private partners to provide loans to TSA agents. But she said this is uncharted territory.
We often prepare for natural disasters, but when you have a federal shutdown that really is a man-made disaster, this is something we've not had to plan for.
Bottom said they expect upwards of 120,000 people to move through Hartsfield-Jackson Airport the Monday after Super Bowl, which is on February 3rd, that Sunday. A new marker in DeKalb County will memorialize victims of lynching and racial terrorism. DeKalb County commissioners approved the measure unanimously last night. The marker will be placed outside the historic DeKalb County Courthouse in Decatur. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.